Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show for this Tuesday, August the 13th, 2013. Hope you're having a good day. Buckmaster is live each weekday, noon to 1 on AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice. We stream the show live, kvoi.com and buckmastershow.com, and we podcast. Usually, our ace producer, Rosemary Brandt, has the podcast up within about an hour of the show's conclusion, and it's up at buckmastershow.com. Also, tucsoncitizen.com has the podcast, as does tucsonsentinel.com as well. Today's show, our contributor from the nation's capital, Terry Bracey, will get things rolling on this Tuesday afternoon. 20 minutes past the hour, Shelley Fishman is with me in studio, and he gives me a moderate thumbs up for the market situation today. Shelley will have his Tuesday Money Maker Report, half past the hour of noon, our monthly Technology in the Workplace Report presented by Cox Business. Today we're going to be talking about the Vail School District, one that is really ahead of the curve when it comes to technology. Then we'll close out the show, talk a little politics. Tucson City Council Republican hopeful Ben Bueller Garcia, who will be facing off against Democrat incumbent Karen Ulick in Ward 3 in the fall election. If you have a comment or question, the Buckmaster Show live line is now open for you, 790-2040, or you can follow us on Facebook, Bill Buckmaster. We go now to Washington and Terry Bracey. Terry is our expert on Washington and governmental affairs. He has enjoyed a long and distinguished career, beginning as a key aide to Congressman Mo Udall. He went on to serve in high-level positions under four presidents of both parties. He's senior partner in the respected government affairs firm of Bracey, Tucker, Brown, and Valenzano, which represents that firm, Tucson, City of Tucson, and the Central Arizona Project. Terry, how are you today?
Well, Bill, I'm doing great, although I was so sad to pick up the paper and read about Dave Sidon. What a sad day it is to lose such a great guy.
Oh, I know. The whole community is just really in shock, I think. Dave, 58 years old, died of a heart attack yesterday. But this guy had given so much, Terry, to this community. It's really amazing.
Yeah, he really represented the best, didn't he?
He really did. Terry, I know you follow baseball. Before we talk politics, my goodness, in Washington, people are, I guess, obsessed with a couple of things, politics and baseball. The Nationals, they're not going to make it this year, are they?
It's the great collapse. We were all planning on buying our World Series tickets too soon, and maybe we had one too many stars on the team and one too many egos. It's an old, old story, but it's not going to be our year. So on to football season and the Wildcats, and we always look forward here.
Yep, and they are folks looking forward to Redskin football. Terry, summer break in Washington. What seems to be on many people's mind is this new book called This Town, which is really a scathing verbal blast at the new Washington establishment. Tell us a little bit about the book and some of your impressions.
Well, I read it. It made me a little bit sick to my stomach. It's a kind of a brilliantly written, very bitterly critical book by Mark Leibovich, who is an experienced reporter who has written both for the Washington Post and now the New York Times. And what he describes really is sort of an insider himself, is a society that's formed here around celebrity and narcissism and self-dealing that seems to perpetuate itself and perpetuate its ever-growing wealth even as the country suffers. And he goes into great detail. He names names. I choke because I know many of them. But I'm happy to say that there isn't an Arizonan in this group. You know, we have pretty admirable people, and one of them is in town today. I heard Senator John McCain, and he's a great guy.
Well, there's always been, as you know, Terry, an inside group in Washington, really since the Capitol was formed. But you've been around about four decades in D.C. What's changed?
Everything. When I got here, you know, there were a few, call them influence peddlers or whatever you want to call them, but there were people like Clark Clifford and Ben Bradley and people who had come out of the Depression, were true patriots, had served. You had some great columnists like Joseph Alsop and Joe Kraft, who had their Washington salons and parties at night, which some of which I attended, where public figures would speak and take questions from the press. And then you had great journalists like David Broder. You had only three networks, and they were dominated by men like Walter Cronkite and Chet Huntley and David Brinkley. And even I, as a junior staff person working for Congressman Udall, came to know these people and could pick up the phone and call them. Reporters and politicians came out of a generation, you know, had fought World War II and experienced depression. The patriotism and the Cold War dominated that time. How things have changed.
Yeah, and Terry, there was very little criticism, public criticism anywhere. Anyway, as I recall, you as a former key official with Congressman Udall rarely spoke ill of certainly fellow Arizona politicians, correct?
Well, to tell you the truth, as a young kind of smart guy, I remember one day where I picked up the phone and Mo was, I think, up in Alaska, but he was out of touch, and there on the other end was an AP reporter who was on deadline and needed a quote on a bill that Senator Goldwater, I believe it was, had introduced, and so being the smart guy that I was, I made some clever, kind of sardonic remark that unfortunately made its way into print and got me called on the carpet. And Mo told me, he said, "Listen, Bracey," he said, "we don't do that around here." He said, "If I'm going to criticize a colleague, I tell him beforehand, or I tell her beforehand, so that they know exactly what I'm going to say." And he said, "And by the way, I stay away from the Arizona delegation." So it was a lesson I learned early in my career, and it's a lesson I've followed for many years.
Terry Bracey with us on the Buckmaster Show. We chat with Terry at least once a month about affairs going on in Washington, and we're talking about this new book called This Town. You said everything has really changed over the last four decades, but what has precipitated that? How has it happened, Terry?
Well, members of Congress were kind of a society unto themselves that lived here in town with their families and socialized on weekends, went on foreign trips and got to know each other. So it was hard to be publicly critical of each other, but things changed. And I pick about 1994 when Speaker Gingrich took over the House and Democrats like Tony Coelho, who were very, very intensely partisan, turned politics into war. And, you know, we always lived under Mo's belief that there was a difference between an opponent and an enemy. Not with Speaker Gingrich or Tony Coelho. They set out to destroy, Gingrich set out to destroy the previous speaker, Jim Wright, and to impeach a president for his personal peccadilloes, incidentally reflecting his own phoniness, I could say so. It turned out that Gingrich was having affairs of his own in his own office at the same time. But anyway, structurally things changed. C-SPAN brought televised proceedings to the House and Senate. The 24-hour news cycle and the need to fill programming for an endless number of cable stations created kind of a new brand of politician and a celebrity game. The new press corps broke down the old rules about leaving private lives alone and began digging for personal scandals. Politicians were rewarded with coverage when they called their colleagues names, breaking down civility in both the House and Senate. And the press started entertaining politicians at very expensive Washington dinners, the networks competing to get the best Hollywood stars and the most controversial political figures at their table. Millions spent while the American middle class was suffering. And most importantly, Bill, the Supreme Court lifted all limits on money in politics, and public service increasingly became a frustrating exercise in fundraising. all of this just changed the nature of the Washington establishment from a patriotic, wise, experienced group to what Leibovitz calls, and I think to some extent, honestly, a narcissistic, self-serving mix of immoral lobbyists, some of whom have left Congress for better wages, a press corps that seems willing to do anything to gain celebrity, and a whole host of public relations people and professional party givers and party goers who feed on each other and become richer and richer in the process. But there's not a pretty story for them at the end, I think. Like the British royalty, you know, this goes on for a while, and then they become further and further apart from the people they're supposed to serve and soon become irrelevant.
Well, it is not a real pretty picture, but there are still some very good folks in Washington, correct?
Well, you know, there really are. Think about our great institutions. Think about our military, our intelligence agencies. Think about the people who build the federal highway system, the rail systems, who work on school systems and so forth. These are the professionals in government, the real Washington establishment. I think of General John Wickham, who appears on your show, Bill, as one of the great moral leaders. He led the United States Army, and yet he served with humility and dignity and patriotism and never took advantage of it for financial gain.
Yeah, I would certainly second that about General Wickham, a gentleman that I look to as a mentor. So many people have looked to him in that regard, and he's just a real treasure, and it's great to have him once a month on our program. Terry, we're going to have to run. Again, the book we've been talking about is titled This Town. Folks may want to take a look at it. And Terry, thank you very much. I hope you have a great week.
And you too. Talk to you later, Bill.
Thanks a lot. Terry Bracey talking with us from the nation's capital. Our Tuesday Moneymaker Report with Shelley Fishman, certified financial planner, is coming right up after we hear from the fine lineup of Buckmaster Show sponsors.
Hey, have you noticed all the road construction in the Tucson area?
Yes, I see lots of road work.
Yeah, in fact, the Regional Transportation Authority is funding work right now for more than a dozen projects, including bus pullouts and intersections.
I sure see lots of RTA orange signs downtown and in the region.
Yeah, and I hear new RTA projects will begin soon.
Great. The RTA projects makes for better roads and safer driving for all of us.
Getting underway, the Houghton Broadway intersection. The RTA delivering our promise to you since 2006. Visit rtamobility.com or Facebook.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cunada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's vscott.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
The nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Organization, Tucson Wildlife Center, is in the midst of a capital campaign to build Arizona's first state-of-the-art hospital for wildlife. The facility will help staff and volunteers care for nearly 1,000 raptors and mammals it receives each year at its Far East Side facility. To donate online, go to TucsonWildlife.com. For more information about wildlife rescue, visit the website or call 290-WILD.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Westin La Paloma, Tucson's iconic luxury resort and spa, is now better than ever with a $30 million rejuvenation that includes all guest rooms, public spaces, meeting rooms, upgraded golf and tennis, and new pool and lobby areas, plus enhanced dining. And the setting, well, it couldn't be better on 250 acres in the foothills of the Catalinas. Take a look at the rejuvenation at westinlapalomaresort.com.
Hello?
Hey, honey. Just packing and getting ready for my flight home.
Great! You didn't forget about Adam's soccer game, did you?
Hey, it's his last game of the season. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
But you land at 4. How can you be there by 5?
No problem. I'm flying into Tucson. I parked right by the terminal, and the soccer field is only 10 minutes from the airport.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial services professional located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. The opinions voiced on this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
All right, Shelley Fishman with us, the most knowledgeable man I know about what's going on with the economy. And I always recommend, if you're looking for a certified financial planner, there's only one guy in town that I recommend, and that's Shelley Fishman. Shelley, good to see you.
Hey, Bill, how are you today?
Doing very well, and you've got a pretty good smile on your face. And judging by the way the Dow Jones Industrial Average up started the day, as I recall, in negative territory and now has bounced up going
north. To 50. Close to 50 points for the Dow. That's always a good thing. We're actually about where we are right now is about where we ended last week. So down about a point and a half from our highs, up close to 18% for the year.
And if we can continue with 18%, everyone will be very happy, and that will include you, and that will be about 4 percentage points ahead of your prediction.
It will be. I like to be wrong. If I'm going to be wrong, I like to be wrong in
wrong
that direction.
On the upside.
Right, yeah. Right. I don't think we're staying here. I think we're going to have a correction, but right now the market has attempted to correct several times, and each time it kind of bounces off a non-existent artificial bottom and comes back, and it's doing that today. So that tells me the fundamentals are in pretty good shape for at least stocks. Bonds, on the other hand, are much more tenuous right now in anticipation of the Fed cutting back on its quantitative easing and the possibility of inflation, that we don't see any signs in actuality of any of that.
Is that this fall, the big Fed meeting, when they make that decision?
Well, it's not clear when they're going to make the decision. Bernanke kind of backed off a couple of weeks ago. So what we think is going to happen is that if we get another good unemployment number, combined with maybe some consumer sentiment or increased spending, the kinds of things that can allow the chairman of the Fed to say, it looks like the economy is on firm ground, then he's going to stop printing money for a while.
Shelley Fishman with us, certified financial planner. And Shelley, as you know, there have been several articles about how financial advisors get paid. I think it's worth diving into a little bit.
Yeah, these articles pop up from time to time, and it's good that they do, because what they do, Bill, is they point out where there are inherent conflicts of interest between the advisor and the client. Now, you know, the very nature of a conflict of interest between me and a client or people who do what I do and their clients is very frightening. So, you know, we get paid several ways, Bill. One way we get paid is by charging an annual fee. That means that when I charge a client an annual fee, I get paid more when the client does better, and I get paid less when the client doesn't do well. So in that case, there is no inherent conflict there. However, some people don't like paying annual fees, especially when the portfolio doesn't need a lot of adjustment. Why should they pay me to manage something that I'm not doing a lot of managing? I'm setting it and kind of leaving it. Another way we get paid for stock performance or for portfolios is by getting a brokerage fee, essentially a commission, every time we sell or buy a position for a client. Well, that can lead to what's called churning or what's overactivity in order to create commissions. That is a conflict of interest, and it's something that at the end of the day, clients have to be very, very careful of and aware of. Another way we get paid is by selling products, products like insurance policies or products like annuities. Well, in those cases, the commissions are very, very rich. And in some cases, especially with many kinds of annuities, you don't need a FINRA license to sell them. All you need is an insurance license, which means that the Securities and Exchange Commission and the regulatory bodies that regulate most financial advisors do not come into play. So there's no guarantee whatsoever that the individual needs of a client will even come into consideration when somebody calls them. And by the way, they do. I mean, if you go on the web and you Google annuity and then you look around, the chances are your address is going to be captured and somebody is going to call you and try to sell you the kind of annuity you might have been researching.
Mm-hmm.
And that person doesn't know you, doesn't know your financial condition, doesn't know anything, but they want the 6%, 6% commission that they get for selling that annuity.
Yeah, so and chances are very good someone's going to call you with that, that hanging over here.
And so there's a there is a potential conflict of interest there between what the long-term benefits to the client might be and the short-term benefits to that salesperson. So, you know, what we're seeing is a lot of articles now where clients are being told, look, the market's red hot. The financial industry is getting poised for, you know, higher interest rates. Be very, very careful that you understand exactly how your financial advisor is, number one, getting paid, and number two, where the potential conflicts are, and have a very frank conversation with that planner or advisor about how that advisor is getting paid. Never just take the advisor's advice. The other thing these articles point out is that there are certain credentials that more or less try to ensure that there isn't a conflict of interest. The CFP is one of those.
Shelley, can you take a quick question from a caller? Is it the caller's question, is it possible, not probable, but possible to have a failed Treasury auction?
Oh, my gosh. It's possible that you know the Treasury will try to sell stuff and nobody will come, or the bids will be so low that the Treasury will decide not to sell everything that they have put up for auction. But God, I have never heard of that happening in the U.S. It has happened elsewhere.
Okay. Shelley, where can people find out more about you?
Buckmastershow.com.
There's a link there to Shelley Fishman, Certified Financial Planner. Shelley, I hope you have a great week.
Thank you, Bill.
Thanks.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial, Pyramid Federal Credit Union, or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial planner located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Insurance products offered through LPL Financial or its licensed affiliates. Investment and insurance products are not NCUA insured, not credit union guaranteed, and may lose value.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Two friends of the surviving Boston Marathon bombing suspect have pleaded not guilty to disposing of evidence from his college dorm room. The two were arraigned today in federal court on charges of conspiracy to obstruct justice. Israel has started releasing 26 Palestinian prisoners ahead of renewed Mideast negotiations. Talks scheduled to resume after about 5 years tomorrow. In the past 5 years, the government has let several other major airline mergers go through, leaving five airlines in control of roughly 80% of the domestic market. But now the Justice Department is trying to block the proposed merger of American Airlines and U.S. Airways. On Wall Street, the Dow is up about 46 points, the NASDAQ Composite Index ahead 20. More details at srnnews.com.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Everyone is switching to high-efficiency appliances because they have money, and a Culligan high-efficiency water softener does the same. But did you know that you can rent rather than buy? Think about it. No equipment to pay for upfront, money-saving purchase options if you change your mind, and service calls are included in the rental rate. In fact, you'll never have to pay for another water softener, ever. So now you can get all the benefits of soft water for less when you rent from Culligan. Imagine a spot-free home, softer skin, and brighter laundry for dollars a day. Even better, a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy, plus helps all your appliances last longer. Let your Culligan man take care of your water when you rent the world's most efficient water softener. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
Well,
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show at 12:34 on this Tuesday afternoon. It's time for our monthly segment on the Buckmaster Show, focusing on technology in the workplace. Our technology series is presented by Cox Business, serving Southern Arizona businesses through a world-class network, providing voice, data, and internet solutions. Get to know the business side of Cox at coxbusinessaz.com. And joining me now on the Buckmaster Show, Matt Fedoroff, Chief Information Officer for the Vail School District. Mr. Fedoroff calls himself a technician by trade, an educator at heart. Matt, you were an educator, weren't you, for quite a while?
Yes, I taught for 8 years. I taught science, chemistry, biology, and physics, usually in Spanish. I was a bilingual teacher back in the 1990s.
I welcome you to the program, and thank you very much. And I wanted to do this segment, and I'm glad the Cox people agreed, because Cox has been very good to you in putting together a pretty advanced technology system, and Vail's been really ahead of the curve in technology, haven't they?
Yes, yes. You know, really going all the way back to 1999, if back in 1999, Bill Clinton was president. That's when we opened up grades and attendance online to our parents in real time. So if you're a Vail parent, you can see how your child's doing, what their attendance is at any time of the day or night. And we're in our 15th year of offering that.
And Vail actually made headlines several years ago when you basically got away from textbooks and pretty much went all computers, right?
Back in 2005, yeah. We opened up Empire High School, which was the first laptop high school in Arizona. But just as importantly, it was the first textbook-free high school in the nation. And we did that partly for financial reasons, but primarily for instructional reasons. We really wanted to break through that boundary of a paper-printed textbook and really move into the future in a very aggressive manner. That's paid off so well that now Vail is textbook-free, and that's K-12 from our youngest to our oldest students.
How does that work out? How do the kids like it? I guess for us older folks, it would be a huge transition. But for the younger people who are so used to working with the digital age and technology, the transition probably isn't very difficult.
No, it really isn't. In truth, Bill, if you think about it, what you would do with a textbook in school, you'd read a chapter and you'd answer the questions and you'd take a test. There is no job in the world that's actually like that. And so we feel that beyond the efficiencies and the cost, we're actually providing a much more cohesive and true-to-life experience for our students, particularly our high school students, in terms of what their expectations will be in the workplace of the future. In fact, we have students who tell us that they go to college and they come back and that going to college was actually like downshifting. They actually were getting a more rich experience in high school than they were in higher education.
And Vail has such a great reputation. Several years running, Vail, the number one public school district in Arizona, surpassed recently by a rather small district, but a neighboring district pretty much to Vail, the Benson School District, and we'll be speaking with Dr. Woodall coming up on the show later this week. And Vail works with Benson too.
Projects. Yes. Absolutely. Dr. Woodall is a good friend of the district. They're right next to us. They're our eastern neighbor. And they were really our first partner in the Beyond Textbooks initiative, where we took all the work that we did with getting rid of paper textbooks and professional development, and we partnered with them first. And so there's a rivalry, but it's a friendly rivalry. We are so pleased and thrilled for them and their success.
Matt Fedoroff is with us. He's head of technology, chief information officer for the Vail School District. What are some of the challenges, Matt, that lie ahead in some of the projects you're working with in educational technology?
It's always difficult because the landscape changes so rapidly in terms of what we should be doing. We have to keep on top of what we do as far as R&D, making sure that we're ahead of the curve, that we're ready for what comes next. Truthfully, part of that comes from the amount of funding that we receive from the legislature. For many years now, Arizona's been very restrictive in the amount of funding provided to public K-12, and particularly in the area of what's called capital, soft capital, stuff, buying things, desks and chairs, but for us, computers, hardware, networking equipment. And so we're doing some really great things right now, and we're having a lot of fun, and we're sharing with districts, and it's very powerful. We're afraid that somewhere out in the future, if we don't get the support that we need, that our research and development, the things that Vail does, because Vail does two things really well. Vail innovates and Vail shares. We have to innovate to have something to share. And so we're concerned that down the road, we need lawmakers in Phoenix to support our efforts. in providing the funding we can to keep moving the ball down the field and keep providing a great experience for our students.
And, Matt, to do what you need to do, Cox has been a good partner, haven't they?
Oh, Cox has been a wonderful partner to us. Years ago, when we were just three or four schools, we needed more internet capacity. We were using everything that we had that was available. We went to a competitor in the area, and we asked. They were our current provider. We asked for more capacity, and we were told simply that Vail doesn't need more internet. Yes, so back in 2004, we invited Cox out. Cox had almost no presence out in the far Vail area, and Cox came right, stepped right up, provided fantastic infrastructure, a significant capital expense on their regard, knowing that it might take a very long time to pay off, and they've been there for us every step of the way, giving us the capacity we need.
Being a former teacher, does that really help you to understand if you were just a tech – I don't want to downgrade
nope,
just
not a problem,
technology
not a problem.
Guy, but just a techie perhaps and not have the public education experience, you might not be understand the teacher's needs as much.
Oh, I'm very proud. I spent 8 years in the classroom. In fact, it was my time as a teacher that really informed a lot of my thinking around going beyond textbooks. I was a bilingual teacher, and so my first year of teaching, like they do with all new teachers, I was handed a textbook and a set of keys and said, good luck, rookie. Well, my students couldn't read the book. And so from the very first, and this is back in the 90s before we had the internet really, I had to go beyond the textbook. I had to find supplemental materials. I had to translate. I had to provide an experience to my students to where the book was increasingly irrelevant. And so that's really what we know. Your best teachers already are beyond textbooks. They've set it aside. They have a rich array of materials. And so in Vail, we just took that to the next logical step institutionally. And we have the best teachers, I believe, in Pima County, and it is a privilege to serve them.
And you have a pretty darn good superintendent, too, Calvin Baker, who we've interviewed many times on this show. He seems to really understand what it takes to put a really good district together. And when he was last on the program, Matt, I asked him, is it a huge advantage to have a smaller school district to work with? And he said, yeah, there are some advantages, but basically education is education. And to get the experience, you really need to keep in mind what comes first, and that's the student.
And that's the student. And
yeah.
I am so proud of my employer. Going back to our mission statement, where we say that it is the mission of the Vail School District to provide parents with safe and nurturing schools where their students can obtain, where their children can obtain a quality education. We go right back to that fundamental relationship. We respect our community. We respect our parents. We keep a laser-like focus on the child's experiences. And we believe that we're there to help the parents, not to usurp, but to support and provide what we can to assist parents in educating their children.
And that probably comes in helping some of the parents with the technology may be a little bit of a challenge. The kids certainly are ahead of the curve when it comes to that.
Yeah, they are. Although
In most cases, our
parents are pretty savvy consumers. Okay. Like one of the favorite things I do actually is field phone calls down in the office from parents who call. And they have questions and concerns and occasionally complaints, but in truth, mostly it's compliments and mostly it's gratitude. When you know at any moment of the day how your teenager's doing in school, that changes the conversation. It changes the parent conference. It changes it from a confrontational to a collaborative relationship with a teacher. And I know I have two children of my own at our high school, Cienega, and I'm keeping an eye on their grades and attendance. And it's really powerful what that does.
Matt Fetterhoff with us, Chief Information Officer of the Vail School District, the award-winning Vail School District. Did you always were you always interested in technical things, Matt?
My second year of teaching, I maxed out my credit card. This is making $20,000 a year 20 years ago to buy a laptop that didn't connect to anything. There was no modem, and I knew there was something to it. I think my wife was going to put me on the couch after I did that. It was such an extravagant expense. But there was something to that, and it's been wonderful to be in Vail, very rapidly growing district, lots of schools, lots of things going on, and to bring that energy of what technology can provide into the environment.
Matt Fetterhoff, thank you very much for visiting with us.
Thank you, sir. That was a lot of fun.
The technology series on the Buckmaster Show, presented by Cox Business, serving Southern Arizona businesses through a world-class network, providing voice, data, and internet solutions. Get to know the business side of Cox at coxbusinessaz.com. We'll be right back on the Buckmaster Show. We're going to talk a little politics with Ben Bueller Garcia. Ben is in the house. We'll be talking with him in studio next as we continue on the Tuesday edition of the Buckmaster Show.
Widened and improved roads, new bike lanes, sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bus pullouts. Many of these safety improvements are funded by the Regional Transportation Authority through its 20-year plan, which is making a difference in our lives.
Hi, I'm Lori. I live near the Twin Peaks Interchange. Since that new interchange and road opened, life has become a whole lot simpler. The new road saves me time, and it's a beautiful drive. I love it.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you since 2006. Visit rtamobility.com or Facebook.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Looking for that perfect late summer getaway? I recommend historic Bear Mountain Lodge, just minutes from the picturesque heart of Silver City, New Mexico, only 3.5 hours east of Tucson. Ranked number one on TripAdvisor, Bear Mountain Lodge sits on 178 secluded acres nestled against the immense grandeur of the Gila National Forest. Check out this lovely high country tranquil oasis at bearmountainlodge.com.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soup, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
At Cox Business, we don't cook the entrees, but we are in the restaurant business. Just ask Kirsten Traina, co-owner of the Liberty Market Restaurant.
Power burger with cheddar.
She prefers doing business with local suppliers, including produce from a local farm, and internet and phone service from Cox Business. She counts on us for reliable internet, with speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL and feature-rich business phone service.
Margarita pizza.
And our award-winning local support team is available 24/7. Visit coxbusiness.com to get business internet select and phone for only $99 per month. Plus, ask about next-day professional installation.
A carrot cake.
That's for me. Switch to Cox Business today and see how your business is our business. Offer valid until 9/30/13. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Speed comparison based on max download speed of Cox Business Internet service 150 megabits per second versus basic DSL 1.5 megabits per second service. Other restrictions may apply. Next day install subject to availability. Eligibility restrictions may apply.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. In this portion of the Buckmaster Show, presented by our friends over in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. Something's always going on that's fun over there, it seems like. It's only three and a half hours east of Tucson, 15 degrees cooler, a lovely place for the weekend, or really any time to get away. And upcoming, the Pick-A-Mania. It's a festival for bluegrass, folk, roots, Americana music. It's a weekend's worth of free music in Silver City. That's September the 13th through the 15th. Many fine places to stay, including Casitas de Gila, Georgetown Cabins, to name a few. You can find out more about Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico, by going on their fine website, southwestnewmexico.org. Joining me now in studio on the Buckmaster Show, Republican Tucson City Council hopeful Ben Bueller Garcia. Mr. Garcia will be facing off against Ward 3 incumbent Councilwoman Karen Ulick in the fall. Ben, good to see you.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks for having me in.
And I know you were very close to Dave Sitton, and like everyone in the community, I did not know Dave well, but had interviewed him several times, met him a few times socially, and once you met Dave, you just never forgot.
What a loss! And that's my condolences out to his family and everybody who knew him. That's something that I'm learning now is now that he's passed, that people are just coming out from all kinds of corners saying, "Oh, I knew Dave, and he made a big impression on me. He made a difference in my life." Whether it was their struggle with cancer or young people that he mentored, or I worked with him when I was at the Chamber of Commerce. He facilitated some of our meetings for us. Then he and I were involved in putting together the group that eventually became the Pima County Sports and Tourism Authority when we're looking to save spring training. And then for the last year and a half or so, I co-hosted a radio program with him on Sundays, focusing on the military and their families. So just a real tragic loss. A young man, 58 years old, and it breaks my heart. People like Dave, it's a pleasure to have been in their company, but you're never going to be able to replace someone like that.
Yeah, he had had the challenge with cancer and beaten cancer, I guess beaten to the extent you can put it in the rearview mirror, and then this heart disease thing. I don't know if there was any history of that or what.
Not that I'm aware of, but I did chat with someone just earlier this morning, Bill, about he'd had an issue on Sunday. And he was not comfortable, and things weren't quite right, so he was planning to go see his doctor on Tuesday, and he never made it. So I got to tell you, folks, I'll encourage you, don't mess around with this. You can get a checkup pretty inexpensively. I just had one of these cardiac scans because my mom passed away from coronary disease a couple months ago, and it was inexpensive. It took 5 minutes, comfortable. And it's just good to know. In my case, it's good to know that I'm in good shape. But, of course, it's also really good to know if you've got an issue and you need to have professionals look at it.
Yeah, and I think we need to emphasize right here, Ben, that anybody, men, women, whoever, if you've got that shortness of breath and you have any of the symptoms that you just don't really feel right, something doesn't feel right, get it seen about right away.
Right. Go to a hospital and get it looked at. Better that old adage, better safe than sorry. And when you're talking about your own life, absolutely better safe than sorry. And then you see with Dave too. Not only that, your own life, but the impact that kind of loss has on your friends and family that surround you. It's a sad day for all of us.
Ben Bueller Garcia is with us. He is a Republican who is running for Tucson City Council. You actually came very close to unseating Karen Ulick in the last election.
Yeah, there was about approximately 74,000 ballots cast in 2009. Now, the intriguing thing, I lost by 175 votes, but the intriguing thing is there's also 4,000 votes that went to a Green Party candidate, Mary DeCamp. So in total, more people voted against the incumbent in 2009 than voted for her, but because we had three people on the ballot, it was a split.
What is emerging, as far as you're concerned, as the issue? A lot of people are talking about pension reform, but it's kind of hard to follow the arguments, I think, on the pension reform thing. But is there something else, or is that the
big issue? Depends on who you ask. Yeah. Well, I'm out knocking on doors and talking to people, and as you're talking to the average voter out there, it's potholes, poverty, crime, police. Property, crime, and poverty. Folks understand that the roads are in bad shape. Folks understand that their neighbors having trouble finding work. People understand that if you get burglarized or there's a larceny, the police just, they're going, Bill, you're probably, and I don't, kind of spitballing here, but most of our police officers here in Tucson, they're good men and women, but when they sit down in that patrol car, they've already got calls that they're behind from the previous shift. When they get off their shift, they're still behind, and the next officer has to take care of it. So your average voter out there understands it. I've been knocking on Republican doors, independent doors, Democrat doors, and to a person, people understand those challenges now. There's something, you know, there. I've had Democrats say, "I'll never vote for you." I agree with you, Ben. You're absolutely right, but I won't vote for you because you're a Republican. Well, disappointing, but you know, okay. So those are the issues now. The things like the pension fund are more complex. And you had asked about my tweet-a-thon this past weekend, and there were some issues with that. But what I learned is that really, you know, when you tweet, you've got 140 characters. Mm-hmm. You just can't do justice to a complex question in that short period of time. So that's a little harder for people to understand, but they need to pay attention to it, because if our city is not solvent, then that impacts all of us, Republican, Democrat, Independent.
Are you taking a – what is your position on that pension?
Well, number one, we still need to see if it's going to make the ballot. Even before that initiative, though, that's been one of my priorities. That is a real the elephant in the living room, if you will. And you look and you see what's happening nationally, and we're not a Detroit, but obviously those – some of the indicators that if people have been paying attention in Detroit, you're seeing the same indicators here in Tucson. And we need to step up and get it fixed. There's no question that we have got – the old system is no longer effective. It's not working, not just in Tucson, but around the country. So we've got to work on moving forward to changing the way we compensate and provide retirement for our city employees. No question about that. Now, then the big question is, how do you address that big gap, that big deficit for the current employees? And I'll tell you, my position is, we made promises to those people that served our community. We need to fulfill those promises. Now, we can talk about how we get there, but number one, we have to make sure we fulfill that contractual obligation we have to our employees in the city of Tucson.
Ben Beulah Garcia is with us, Republican candidate in Ward 3. He'll be going up against incumbent Karen Ulick. The Grand Canyon University fiasco, or however
well,
you want
to that's the right word for it.
Many are saying it's emblematic of what is wrong with the community.
Absolutely. And I tell you, what really disappoints me, Bill, is we even continue to see the dissembling of what goes for leadership at City Hall, saying, well, you know, they never really were planning to come here anyway. Or, well, it was only 500 jobs and not 1,000 jobs. So, you know, that's the equivalent of saying, well, I'd rather go hungry than have half a loaf of bread. Communities that are winners, communities that are healthy, seize those opportunities and exploit them. And I mean exploit in a good way, and bring it here. And yes, it was a fiasco, and that's because of the lack of leadership. I still have not seen the incumbent's position on that project. No matter what, if you agree with Rahina or not, at least she's told us what she thought. At least Mayor Rothschild told us what he thought. At least Steve Kozakczyk has told us what he thought. I have not seen anything out of the incumbent.
What would the dynamic, obviously being a Republican on a Democrat, predominantly Democratic council, how would the dynamic change with you on the Tucson City Council?
Well, I think certainly having someone there with 2 decades of economic development experience would make a difference. Someone who's worked with small businesses and understand what small businesses' needs are would make a difference. Someone with a professional background in public administration would make a difference. But the main thing, Bill, is it's about attitude. And my attitude is, I don't care if it's a Democrat idea or Republican, it's a good idea. If a Democrat wants to put it forth and it's a good idea, I'll support it. And I would hope that they would do the same thing with me. So it's really not about party politics at the local level. Our city is in trouble. I was just chatting with someone just now about how ugly our city has become. We need jobs. We've got to address the poverty issue. We've got to get back to the basics, police and fire, making sure the roads are fixed, and you know, making sure our kids have a safe place to play in the parks, and then we go from there.
And many people believe, Ben, as you know, that Davis-Monthan, of the issues has to be protecting DM, and the Air Force is going to be taking a look at how the community feels about the Air Force here in Tucson.
Well, and there again, it comes back to experience. Whatever your position is, do you want a guy like me who's got 30 years working with the leadership down there, who's in the last 8 months, Bill, I've traveled to several communities throughout the West specifically to talk to their civic groups about how they support their bases and how we move forward. I'm absolutely focused on that. Now, that's $1.6 billion a year. And I had a woman the other night at a house party was complaining about the jet noise and its impact on her property values. I understand that. We can get into the details of how jets actually work. But, you know, I would ask the question, imagine if Davis-Monthan closes, the property value of your house is going to be about $100 if you can get that. So absolutely, you work with what you've got in your community. The base is one of our big assets. We have to work with them to make sure we maintain it and expand the missions there.
Yeah, it's a huge asset. I often say it's like a three-legged stool with Raytheon, Davis Mountain, and the University of Arizona, really the big assets
Absolutely.
In this community.
Yep.
Ben Buehler-Garcia, where can people find out more about you and your campaign?
www.votebencitywide. You can go there and find out how you can take part in Tucson Renaissance. One thing I have to emphasize, I still see people that don't understand it's a citywide election. If you live anywhere in the city limits and you're a registered voter, you'll be able to cast your ballot for me come November. So votecitywide.com.
Okay, and we'll look forward to having you and Karen Ulick sit down with me here in studio in the fall to spend a half hour, maybe even a whole hour with you.
Wonderful. I look forward to it.
Okay, thanks a lot, Ben. Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show is supplied by Culligan. Bottled water that is better, pure, and simple. Culligan for all your residential and commercial water needs. Thank you, Culligan, for supplying a cooling bottle of Culligan to all of our in-studio guests. John C. Scott this afternoon, 3 to 5 with his program, then Wake Up Tucson here on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice, tomorrow morning 6 to 8 with Chris and Joe. I'm Bill Buckmaster. Thanks for spending the noon hour with us. Have a great afternoon.
Intelligent Talk 24/7. AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.